the good glad tidings of something beautiful. Meaning, if you are able to compound as many good intentions as possible when you come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will walk away with benefits from all of them. Like if you come to the masjid and the intention is salah, then you will find connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you come with the intention of salah and to learn something, then you will also walk away with a connection and something that you learn. And if you came to the masjid with the intention of salah and to learn and to connect with some of your Muslim brothers and sisters, you'll do that as well. And the more good intentions that you compound, that you add upon one another, when you come to the masjid, the more of these that you will walk away with when you come to the masjid. And the Imam Abu Dawood and others who narrated this hadith would title it بابو الإخلاص في الإتيان إلى المسجد أو طلب الإخلاص عند الإتيان إلى المساجد. The importance of being sincere with your intention when you're coming to the masajid. Because whatever it is you came for is what you'll walk away with. So if you came with a different intention, if you came to a masjid and the intention was not the right one, there was something, there was spite in it, or there was some degree of ostentation, or some degree of something wrong, and then you will walk away with that. That is what you'll get out of it. So when you come to the masjid, when you're on your way to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take a moment and just watch your intention for a second. Why am I going? And add as many good things as you can to it. And if there is something in it that's not pure, get rid of it. Like if you're going and there's a part of it, a part of you is doing it, it's not the right reason. Yani, if you're young and you're forced to go because a parent took you, or you're going because you need to talk to someone about something, then purify your intention. Like the goal was, I need to get this one thing from someone. Then purify. Find a way to fix it so that you'll come to the masjid and you get everything out of it. You can still come with the intention of benefiting from picking up something from someone, that's fine. But make sure you take a moment and purify of why you're doing it. Because the more good intentions you have when you come to the house of Allah, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you as you walk away. So it doesn't have to be, it can be many things. And masajid are versatile places. There is salah, and there is ilm, and there is connecting with Muslim brothers and sisters, and there is getting out of the house, and there is taking a walk, and there's a lot of different things that you can benefit from coming to the house of Allah. Add those intentions so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may grant you a nasib, or a certain amount of each of those good deeds when you walk into the masjid and walk out of it. And I think the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made it very simple. فَهُوَ حَظُّهُ. Whatever you came in for is what you're going to get at the end of it. So make sure you take the time to revise of why you're doing what you're doing. And I think I find that to be very beneficial. I hope you find it helpful as well. يَرْوِي الْإِمَامُ أَبُو دَاوُودِ فِي سُنَنِهِ بِسَنَدٍ حَسَنٍ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ أَتَى الْمَسْجِدَ لِشَيْءٍ فَهُوَ حَظُّهُ. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، اشهد ان لا اله الا انت، استغفرك اليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة اعيننا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه. جزاكم الله خير، بارك الله.